Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm Stu Whiffin. Joining me always, Christopher Willy Yum Yum Glasson. How are you?
Hello. Yes, I'm all right. I'm recording from Molly's parents' house today, Molly's mum, Jenny. So you've got a whole new room there of interesting cats.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pick one, I'll wrap one up for Christmas.
You had a little rummage around the drawers. Anything exciting in the underwear drawer?
There's a few fragrant little gifts in there, yeah.
Mm.
This room isn't soundproof, so at least they didn't hear that part of the conversation, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Try to keep it on the down low when I pilfer through people's drawers.
Sure.
Have you ever done that?
What, pilfer through Molly's mum's drawers?
No, just anyone's drawers. Have you ever been a bit of snoopy?
No, I haven't, right? But obviously I was a window fitter, so it did mean that I was in people's houses every day. Mm. And I told you about the story that when I walked in the house and there was just that massive dildo and the syringe next to it.
He sometimes sees what goes inside when he's fitting windows.
That slightly hoarse voice you'll hear there. That's today's guest. Hello, cunt.
Hi, Roy. Hi, Chris.
You're right.
I'm sorry, it's Stu right, on this one, isn't it? Hi, guys.
You're not well.
I've got a cold, haven't I? I've got a cold right at the start of the tour, and then I had to go and do four gigs. So I've just been croaking my way through it.
I did see a little post that Mr. Gels put up. Did you get caught on the big roads when all the snow come down?
Do you know, I've always wondered, you know, when you hear on the news about all these people that spend the night in their car on a motorway, I've always wondered what that would be like. And I can
right,
confirm.
Hang on. Did it take you a while to get home? Don't turn it into a near-death experience.
No, I was just going to say, I can confirm for anyone that's ever wondered like I had, it's fucking shit. It's awful. Just spending a whole night. But I was poorly, so I was allowed to just go in the back and put my feet up and like have the occasional doze with Rubber Johnny. But poor old fucksticks, he done 13 hours in the driving seat.
Oh, that's brutal.
Oh, it was fucking rubbish. He took all photos of us in our sleep like a serial killer.
Just sent. Was it because you were poorly or was you just a diva and was like, listen, it's my band.
No, listen,
I'm going in
I'm
the
like
back.
Mariah Carey. I'll get my own dressing room, my own fucking rider. Them three get a four-pack of Strongbow between them. Me, though, on the other hand, you know, all the posh ones. Bailey's the lot.
Right, well, look, speaking of booze, let's just quickly shout out our sponsors. Mm-hmm. One of our sponsors is Charles, who owns love-beer.co.uk. Love Beer installs bars wherever you want them. In the end of your garden, in your downstairs toilet, in your upstairs toilet, in Molly's mum's drawers, anywhere you want a bar, Charles can fit one. You know Charles because throughout lockdown he delivered incredible craft beers to your front door. But what he's doing now and what you can get involved with next year is franchising Love Beer. You know, he started around the same time as his podcast and he's been with us all the time. And we've seen him grow his business into something really, really amazing. And you can now get a piece of the pie.
Does he need a code word?
No, he doesn't need a code word.
No, just there is a secret handshake to be, run part of the franchise, but apart from that, you're all good. And once you've had it, if you've had a drink, what you'll want to do is get a set of keys in your hand down your local boozer and then just start windmilling. And if you want to learn how to do some real damage when drunk, sign up to a karate academy, sama-academy.co.uk. You can learn, you know, how to literally rip someone's throat out. Yeah. Like in Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's important, because otherwise you end up like the fat bloke in Roadhouse that gets squashed by a stuffed bear that falls over on top of him. You don't want to be that. You want to be that person that can fucking spin him round as a pensioner's tits clean off. That's absolutely. They're the kind of life skills that you will learn at Sama-Academy.
Yes. But you'll also get self-esteem, confidence. You'll get fitter. There's lots of different classes, female focus, self-defence, parent and child self-defence. You can even become an instructor and become as good at karate as me and Roy Tarmac.
Absolutely.
Because you're good at karate, aren't you? You got to your black belt as well, didn't you, mate, like me? You won a few Essex championships and that, didn't you?
So
I was down his gym the other week and they were all saying he was the softest bloke who goes there. I call him Soft Roy down there.
Yeah, honestly,
which works on a few levels.
I went back down there last week, and because we'll get on to the video and the single, but obviously for those that are aware that the new video is the new Cunts video is filmed in my boxing club, so you know, I went out of my way to set it all up. Well, I didn't. I just gave Cunt the number. And he, you know, he got in the gym, and then I'll get down there a week after they'd filmed it. And I said, "Oh, how did it go? Did you sort of see anyone?" And yeah. One of them said that you've been walking around saying that you're the hardest person in the gym. I was like, oh, leave it out. But yeah, so if you do want to be the oldest person in the gym, sign up to Sama Academy. Other than that, if you just want to kind of exercise the idiotic side of your brain and just numb your thoughts with utter drivel, may I suggest the Say What podcast?
Yes.
Hosted by Big Papa J and the notorious FAWT. Go check that podcast out. Yeah, it's absolute drivel. If you like this podcast, no doubt you will like that podcast. It's generally it's in good company, and ironically, Cunt's here as well. So if you've listened to Cunt's podcast as well, that's two fucking idiots talking drivel, as is this, as is the Say What podcast. So go check them all out. But Say What podcast is available now on all platforms. Right, before we get on to your top five, tell us all about the new single.
Well, we've got a Christmas single coming out on the 16th. I don't know when this podcast's out, but it's out on the 16th, the single, Friday the 16th, and it's called Fuck the Tories.
What's that about, mate?
That's disgusting, mate.
I know, that word Tories, it really sticks in the throat, doesn't it? No, it's just basically a summation of just what a bunch of cunts they are and what a bunch of cunts they think we are. You know, just their mismanagement of fucking everything. What a fucking state the country's in. And ultimately, there's only one bunch of people responsible for it. You know, all this, all the fucking unions out on strike and nurses wanting to fucking strike because people's paying conditions are fucking rubbish. And it's all to do with the party that have been in charge for the last 12 years and have just they've just let it all go. They just haven't looked after people is the bottom line. Is they haven't looked after the poorest people, and they haven't looked after the people in the middle because they've been too busy funneling all the fucking money upwards. And we've ended up in this fucking mess that we're in. And so
it is a fucking mess, isn't it?
Yeah, mate. Sunak, like I was saying the other day, that, you know, he's basically saying we've all got to take a hit, and the general public's got to take a hit for these strikes. And that's because you created that. Like, these people aren't like, no one wants to strike. There's rarely ever been a strike where it doesn't seem vindicated on how they've been treated, especially now. You know, I know, like, I've heard recently public polls had dipped a little bit over strikes because there's quite a few going on at the moment, and it is Christmas. I kind of understand people who get a bit panicky around that, but they're kind of necessary, and the government always wanted to paint it like it's their fault. But they've created the shit that we're lying in now, 100%.
Well, because the thing is when you get these strikes, they never say, no, we're not going to give you anything. They always try and meet them somewhere, which shows that they're giving them less than they deserve. And for me, the fucking, you know, the big disparity for me is how all the key workers were treated in the pandemic. Oh, yeah, the nurses. But then the minute it's all over, it's like, fuck you very much. Get back to what you're fucking doing. You know, you put your lives at risk for 18 months or 2 years. You didn't have the right fucking equipment because we didn't equip you properly. We shoved all the money in our mates' pockets, you know, when it come around and out the PPE contracts. Now, you lot, get back to fucking work, pay for your own parking, shut up and get on with it. It's just not fair.
PPE contracts is the thing that I can barely articulate my rage for it. Because it's so bad. If when you delve into it, and people like Owen Jones have done some really good, reveals about that when interviews with people, like how those contracts were awarded, is disgraceful. And you know, this should be, people should be going to jail for this.
Yeah,
lots 100%. Of people. That's it. No, there's no like, oh, they fucked up or they saw an opportunity. To me, people should be going to jail with that. That is so beyond corrupt. To think what the nurses were asking for. Was all really, and what we could have given back to our nurses in pay and whatnot, that is all now in just containers that we're getting charged something like £1 million a day to store it.
It's all right though.
How people.
Because he ate some kangaroo cocks.
Fucking hell.
There's not
I met up with my...
enough kangaroo cock in the world that would level
the world's
that.
Biggest,
it could eat every kangaroo.
The world's biggest kangaroo cock would not go a quarter of a way to making up for that.
Skippy banging him wouldn't make it better. Sorry, Stu, you're trying to say something. We've got stuck on kangaroo sex.
I spoke to my cousin at the weekend. She's a nurse. And I said, like, you know, the horror stories that you hear, you know, is any of this fabricated, like, to you know, for shock value? She went, no, not at all. She went, trust me, like, there's no available beds in our hospital at the moment. And she said, so people are like, lined up in ambulances outside, which means that ambulances then can't go and respond to other emergency calls. And every nurse is working stupid hours for no, like, there's no extra money involved in this. And so they're basically, and student doctors as well, are like, do you know what? I can earn more money, like, literally anywhere else than here. And not be fucking put upon the way I am, because what they're getting is bombarded with like parents and like relatives going, fucking hell, like, rightly so. People are like, you know, my loved ones are ill. Why aren't they being seen? But they can only do what they can do. And it's fucking harrowing to think that these people are just going, oh, do you know what? I've got my qualification. I can go and work in another country and earn the right money for what I'm skilled to do. And it just fucking really pisses me off that, like, people... I understand sometimes, like... I saw someone put something on social media the other day, like, sitting in their car. Yeah, great. This is what happens when trains go on strike. And now when you think... I worry sometimes when things personally affect people's status quo, where all of a sudden it's just like, oh, hang on, this has impacted on me now. Oh, fucking hell, why has he impacted on me? And then that's when they lose support. And you shouldn't. You should just go, right, well, why am I here? Because why are they doing that? But it's not. It never a lot of the time, it never goes that far, and it should go that far. You should just kind of go, well, they're doing this because of this.
But the thing is the way the media's set up, because, you know, all the majority of the tabloids are right-wing newspapers, and because the BBC is just there to uphold the status quo, you know, and to, you know, to stop everything fucking turning into carnage, the only information people get is that they're striking and it's to do with pay conditions, but they don't really get the fucking details about it. And also, I think largely people sometimes aren't actually that fucking sympathetic or bothered some people. But I mean, that's, I think, the problem is that it's that fucking education around it, and that information isn't always put to the forefront, like, oh, fucking hell, there's these days of train strikes, you know. But if it was explained every time what that's about and why that's happening, and it's to do with, you know, they're changing people's conditions at work, you know, and so they're going to they're making loads of people redundant, and other people will have to pick up the slack and do more work for less money, which just that isn't a fair way to run things, you know. So, I don't think that, you know, Mick Lynch is obviously doing a great fucking job, but he's one bloke against a massive fucking system that's just all set up, you know, just to keep the fucking system going and pay people as little as fucking possible so that we don't all revolt.
I would urge people to go and watch, I think I shared it on my Twitter on the 13th of December. It's Mick Lynch on, is it GMTV, whatever it's called, with Richard Madeley in the mornings now, like the fucking thing that Piers Morgan used to do. If you ever want to see a pure reincarnation of Alan Partridge, it's fucking incredible.
I haven't seen that.
And like Richard Madeley is trying to be voice of the fucking narked, and he's going, but it's Christmas. Like, what are you doing? And like, and he's going, just tell us why you're ruining, like, and Mick Lynch is going, well, if you let me talk. And then in the end, he just goes, Mick Lynch just goes, you're arguing with yourself, Richard. And like, because Richard Madeley is literally doing, I'm not driving a mini metro. He's just talking and not letting anybody like answer. It's just fucking brilliant. I can't tell you enough how you need to watch that. And Mick Lynch just fucking bosses it. Oh, glorious.
I want to see Mick Lynch belt someone.
He looks like he can throw a right hand.
I would definitely like to see someone just knock him up enough that he just thinks, oh, fuck the moral high ground. I'm just going to fucking tank him around the chops.
I think that with Eddie Dempsey too. Like, I think, like, you know, I wish there was more people like Mick and Eddie who keep cool and discuss rationally. And the other wonderful, refreshing thing is they maintain their same position and don't change it with the wind, with whatever interest they're trying to serve. And I just hope there's more people out there who are watching people like Mick and Eddie, or, you know, when they're doing interviews, and more that come out and go, oh, that's a good way to conduct yourself. And maybe we can get a bit more gravity. But at the same time, I'd like to see either of those two just batter someone, to be honest with you. Neither of them look like they'd be easily pushed over
absolutely.
In the fight.
And nowadays, like, you know, within like a couple of months, look at 2 Jags. Everyone fucking thinks it's brilliant now when he belted that geezer. It's like, just do a bit of that. It'll all be forgotten about in a couple of years. Don't worry about it.
The reason that Mick Lynch appears so coherent and credible is because he's actually fucking telling the truth. He's up against, you know, when you look at politicians, they're constantly trying to remember what version of truth they're trying to peddle, whereas Mick Lynch is just saying what he fucking believes in, and that's why he appears credible, because he's not having to fucking second guess what's going to pop out of his mouth. It's as simple as that.
True.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, let's move forwards and move past all of that. And
on to an important top five.
Right, what's your top five?
Well, there's a lot of serious stuff around at the moment, and obviously the Christmas single being Fuck the Tories, it's got a very serious underlying message. So I thought we'd just have a bit of fun and do top five pastry products.
Do you know what, right? When you phoned me earlier and went, I'm going to do that, I went, oh, nice one. And it was only when I started this, I turned me little Zoom meeting on, that it just dawned on me. I thought, I've just realised why he's doing that.
Like, no, I just wanted to do something.
No, you didn't. No, you
just
didn't.
Just wanted to do something fun, not controversial. Just a bit, something a bit light, a little bit of leather.
You wanted to do a code word when I was talking about the sponsors, because that's controversial. Because you would have. What would your code word have been?
What, for love beer?
Yeah.
Probably something like unclean pipes.
Right.
Cholera. I was just trying to be fucking helpful. You forced me into saying that.
Well, let's stick a pin in the fact that there's no, you just randomly pick pastries then. And then at the end of the podcast, we'll see if there's any more relevance.
Well, you never know where conversation's going to lead. But
you just don't know.
In a simple bit of levity in amongst all the seriousness. Because I'm having a lot of serious conversations at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so, you know, keep it light.
Keep it light,
what's
mate.
Lighter than a nice flaky pastry?
Right.
What's your number five then, mate?
Number five. People are going to be surprised by this because a lot of people think I'm a bit of a meat and potatoes bloke and not that cultured. But at number five, the croissant.
Ooh.
Am I saying it right?
Croissant.
Croissant.
I think, yeah, I think you're there, mate.
I fucking love a croissant.
Oh, you can't go wrong with a croissant. Anytime, I'll eat that any time of day, really, a croissant. Do you keep it, you know, standard, or do you ever flirt into the ones that have got filling in?
Oh, sorry, you two frozen in. Are you back?
Oh, sorry, mate. Do you just go for a standard croissant, or do you ever flirt with the sort of like more fancy pants croissants?
I would just have a standard croissant. I don't think, you know, you're not going to better a croissant, are you?
I don't know. I like that almond croissant because it's full of just sugar.
Fucking, you're fucking hipster.
Is that a trendy thing, an almond croissant?
I don't know if it is.
They're only selling them in Margate.
No, they're like a prep thing, I'm sure. You get them anywhere.
Have you had a Mark almond croissant? Got two pints of milk in it.
I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. Should give it a whirl.
Do you know what gets on my Jacobs?
What?
When you, like, you might go somewhere like an airport and there's like them kind of sort of like sandwich shops and that, and then you just see a croissant sliced with like cheese and ham in it. Fuck off. Savoury.
Yeah, and I probably wouldn't go savoury on a croissant.
No.
I'll tell you what I will do, though. I'll fucking break it open. I'll put more butter on it than he's, you know, than he's polite to have. and a bit of jam or something, maybe.
Yeah, or marmalade. Always jam. I'll tell you what's good. It's got to be, for the croissant's warm, the butter's got to be ice cold.
Yeah.
You put on it.
Yeah.
Then I'll either go strawberry jam, but
that's like croissant
honey,
on the rock.
Honey
croissant on
is
the rocks,
really good.
Honey? Yep. Calling me a hipster. So who do you think out of you two then, guys? Who'd eat, if I sat you down and put like a plate of croissants in front of you, who'd eat the most? Who'd win that competition?
Easily.
No argument there.
I'm fucking taking that one over the finishing line first. Easy. Yeah, because they're really bad for you, aren't they, croissants? But
now, everything in moderation. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not injecting them. I'm just gonna have one, like maybe of a weekend, or if I'm on holiday or something. I don't have them every fucking. Do you have them every day?
No,
are you like Alan
croissant
Partridge sat in a lay-by, just fucking cramming them into your face, all flecks of pastry on your beard and down your top.
Because I don't like a big breakfast. I don't like a lot of fry up in the mornings. So I went away like a couple of weekends ago, and like when they bought the hotel bought the little breakfast menu over, it was like, do you want a fry up? But they went, oh, that stuff over there is the breakfast buffet, help yourself. And I was like, oh, croissant, going in.
See, I would go over to the breakfast buffet and then have a fry-up. Because if you're in an hotel and they're offering to do you a fry-up, just have a fucking...
Yeah. And take some away with you as well. Like, you know, eat the hot stuff there, and then, like, if you can smuggle a couple of croissants away for, like, 11
o'clock...
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Fucking
croissant
sweet.
In each pocket, wrapped in a serviette.
Little box of miniature cornflakes in your back pocket. Eat them dry later.
One thing I found out about croissants today, and I don't know if you know this, is, do you know why they're called croissants?
No idea, mate. Crescent?
Yeah. It's French for crescent. So when a French bloke lays out all his wank mags in front of him in a semicircle,
it's
a croissant wank.
A croissant of yes mags.
Wife's out, so I'm treating myself to a croissant wank.
From all your favourites over the years.
Greatest hits.
Quality.
People don't do that anymore, do they?
Don't they?
Well, did you use the caption then, Stu?
No, but you've got a pallet load in that there room. Like, it's a bit different.
No, what people do now, they just get all their devices, don't they? Their phone, their iPad, their laptop. Get all their greatest hits on there. Wall of Pole.
I picture you, Glasson, with about six open windows on your laptop screen.
We literally discussed this the other week with Pip, didn't we? Like, he likes to, he'll open up a few different windows of pool. Like, how is he watching at once? It's create his own compilation.
Number four.
And again, I'm making myself sound too cultured here, but profiteroles.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
They might be my favourite dessert, cunt, profiterole. Absolutely, yeah. Mate.
And do you know what? I was humming and ahhing because I'm not gonna put profiteroles and chocolate eclair into a top five because they're largely like they're part of the same family, aren't they? And I think profiteroles just about get the nod because you can eat more of them without people realising. Like there'd be a big fucking tower of them, wouldn't there, at a family party, and you can just go and fucking load up, go back, have another load up. Whereas if people keep seeing you with another chocolate eclair.
Absolutely, because one chocolate eclair is not enough, but like it's very visible how many you've had. With a profiterole, it's hard for people to keep track.
They're only one, aren't they? A profiterole,
pretty much, mate. Yeah,
yeah. No one bites a profiterole in half.
No, not at all.
Unless you've got a tiny little mouth.
So I want to throw something in the mix here that we're getting to the time of year where there's a lot of pastry floating about. I've got an issue with a certain pastry. You've just mentioned, obviously, we're talking choux pastry now for your eclairs and your profiteroles. And obviously, previous to that was sort of flaky pastry, isn't it? A croissant. I don't know what you'd call that.
I don't know enough about pastry to tell you which. It's a puff pastry croissant, okay. Apparently. A type of puff pastry from France.
Yeah, that figures. I don't like short crust pastry with savoury. The really heavy one.
Well, like quiche, that would be round a quiche.
Yeah, but when you get a meat pie and it's got like that all over it, like it's not so bad with like an apple pie, but with like savoury, you just think, I want a light pastry.
Yeah. Can be a bit much, can't it?
Short crusties, like I will, if I have a quiche or something, I will sometimes leave a bit of the crust.
Yeah.
But I'm not someone that leaves. I'm not one of these fucking people that has the crust cut off their sandwiches. Like when I'm in the back of the van and my drummer's driving for 13 hours, I won't make him pull over in the lay-by and cut the crust off my sandwiches. But I will sometimes leave the crust of a quiche just because it's like, sometimes it's just fucking too much of that fucking stodgy pastry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I struggle with pizza crusts as well.
Oh, I'll make the exception to that.
It makes you sound really feeble, like just lifting it.
Can't lift them.
You get your mum to cut it off.
I don't believe that for one bit. After Cunt's testimony that you could beat him in a croissant eat off, I bet you smash the crusts easy, Stu.
Nah. Do you know what? Sometimes if you get the stuffed crust, it makes them a little bit more interesting. But like, essentially, they're just a bit dry, aren't they?
Yeah, but look, you wouldn't leave a crust in Pizza Express, would you? Because them thin fucking pizzas.
Yeah, like, that's different. I'm talking pizza or Domino's.
Yeah, like big fucking deep pan ones. Yeah. But the problem is, the reason you're leaving your crust is because you haven't got enough garlic butter. So what you do is, you just get a big fucking tub of garlic butter. There will not be one bit of crust left because you just mop it up with your crust.
Absolutely. Mm. That's one of the most disappointing things if you order a pizza and you've forgotten the garlic sauce. Or they haven't sent you enough. It's like, oh, this is fucking, but almost not worth eating now.
Game's fucked, isn't it? Go and sling it up the garden.
Frisbee.
You can't be slinging anything else up the end of your garden, Chris. Sounds like you've been fucking, you've got enough stuff that you've been hiding up there.
There is a lot.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What you hiding up, your garden, Chris?
Tell him, because he's like he's a skip monkey. He fucking loves a skip. He's like, anything like that, he's like, oh, no. And we've had a fucking big discussion about it on our podcast about how it's theft. Taking out of a skip is theft.
Oh, you're such a fucking slave to the system. I bet that's what Gary Barlow would say.
Stuff out of a skip.
Would you take something out of a skip?
Possibly.
On somebody's property.
I've never seen like an old tent or a fucking jizz-stained mattress and gone, I need that. I've got a use for that. I've never looked in a skip and gone, that's handy. But I would.
I've had loads of fucking, like loads of good wood and stuff. Do you know what? I went to pick Castle up before going away on tour the other day, and he's got a skip outside his house because he's having an extension done. It's the shittiest skip you've ever fucking seen in your entire life. There's not one good thing in there. It's just full of...
Yeah, but he's the same. He's a skip monkey. Yeah,
because he's already salvaged all the good stuff out of it. And I went to him, oh, your skip is shit, mate. And he started singing, your skip is shit, just like your life. Your skip is shit, just like your wife. Granted, mate, your house looks nice, but your skip is shit.
Shout out to Jill. Like his faces on any picture of promotional material I've seen are just absolutely picture perfect, aren't they? He can pull a fucking gurn like no one else.
Yeah, that's because he's like a little disabled kid that's won a competition to be in a band.
That's why you hired him. And that's what I'm looking for this look.
Every day Jill. I see a wish come true. He's the gift that his face is the gift that keeps on giving.
If people haven't watched the video to Fuck the Tories, I mean, aside from seeing Cunt as Big Daddy, which is disgusting.
Oh, plot spoiler.
go and watch.
He didn't finish. It was disgustingly sexy.
It's not.
Yeah.
What have you got down your front?
I want to pad me out.
And what have you got downstairs?
Oh, that was the old cunt and the gang cock pants that someone fucking, some girl grabbed them halfway through a song and just ripped the cock off. And so they've just got this horrible little stump like John Wayne Bobbitt. So I imagine that's what Big Daddy's cock would look like, you know. He probably imagined what it would look like.
You have to imagine it. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll put them on underneath. I thought it'd give it just the right stumpiness. And then, just a bit of fucking padding and that.
Yeah, it's the best bit. It's my favourite one of your videos, mate. I loved it. When Stu showed it to me the other week, I was like, yeah, you smashed it out of the park with that. Really fucking good. And that was at what, Bell House? Shout out to Bell House. Was it Bell House, Stu? Is that where it was filmed?
Essex Kickboxing Academy.
Oh, I thought that was Bell House or not, Stu.
Bellas.
Am I making that
Bellas.
Up? Bellas.
Bellas.
Is that
Bellas.
Right? Bellas.
No, just say what I'm saying. Bellas.
Bell House.
No, Bellas.
Bell House. Bellin.
Fucking hell. It's called Bellas Boxing Club, but now it's Essex Kickboxing, but it's in Ockenden, so it's a bit fucking confusing. But it's not difficult to say Bellas.
All right, mate. Show off.
Can you just say it properly once? It's spelt.
B-E-L-H-U-S. Bellas.
Bellhouse. Yeah, Bellhouse.
You're a fucking bellass. Right, what's your number? Where are we at?
I think we're on for three. I think we've had two now. Yeah, we had croissants.
Number three.
Yeah.
Tart.
Ooh.
Did you just want to say tart?
Yeah, do you know what?
Tart.
It did get me thinking, though. Tarts. No one says tarts anymore. They used to be, Jim Davidson was pictured out of a couple of tarts. Benny Hill chasing around a couple of tarts, slapping a little bold bloke on the head. What's happened to all the tarts? Vicky Michelle from Hello Hello. What's happened to all the tarts? Where's all the tarts these days? What do you call them now? Are there any tarts?
I think you have to call them women. Oh,
yeah. It's better in a lot of ways, isn't it, since all the hashtags?
Tart is a... Do you know what? Like, it's like, you hear, like, you know, like, cunt and stuff like that these days, but I like the slightly less sweary ones now that just, they just seem to hit home more. And I think, like, when I've seen someone call someone a cow before, and I thought, that felt like it stung more than anything else. You stupid cow. I thought, oh, that's way worse. Mm. That's way, way yeah. worse. And I think tart is a very offensive one now. I think, like, I'd enjoy saying that more to offend someone than anything else.
I heard something a little while ago, and it was quite a few years ago, and it was Sells that come on the live show and admitted that she'd banged her cousin by mistake, she said something once that I hadn't heard for years, and it was brilliant. She went, "Oh, you know what she's like though," which is the equivalent to tart. She went, "She's all fur jacket and all fur coat and no knickers," and I just thought, "That's fucking great. That don't get used enough."
Yeah, no, that's the same ballpark, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Jim Davison did always get spotted out of a couple of tarts. Are you talking jam tart or are you talking a savoury tart?
Well, listen, if I had to go for one, I mean, I like jam tarts. A savoury tart would be like a quiche, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
But I would have specified quiche had I meant quiche. But so my favourite kind of tart was always an egg custard tart. Ooh. I fucking love egg custard tarts until the day I had a Portuguese one. Have you had the fucking pastel de nata? Mm. It's making me sound like I'm really fucking cultured, but I'm going to explain to you two what a pastel de nata is. It's basically like a Portuguese custard tart, and they put the fucking, they sort of glaze it and put a little blowtorch on the top, and the pastry's much lighter. It's not that fucking thick, what do you call it, like short crust pastry.
Yeah.
It's basically like, you know, like an egg custard tart, they look a bit anemic. Mm. And a Portuguese custard tart is nicely coloured, nicely glazed. An English custard tart would be Paul Scholes, and a Portuguese one would be Cristiano Ronaldo. It's that kind of... it's that sort of difference. And they are just fucking... I mean, they are top draw. They're really fucking top draw. I cannot recommend it to you enough. Once you've had a Portuguese custard tart, a fucking...
There's no going back.
Once you've wound a couple of pastel de natas into yourself, you'll never fucking go back.
Custard tarts was a proper treat as a kid.
Yeah.
I hated them as a kid. Mm. And then as an adult, I was like, what the fuck was I doing?
Little bit of cinnamon on the top, innit?
Yeah. Just a little sprinkle.
Always.
Little bit of sort of like cinnamon dust on the little sprinkles on the top.
Your palate has obviously matured, Chris, as you got older.
That's it, yeah, I've grown up.
Give it another 10 years, you'll be on olives.
Slow down, mate. Come on.
Shut up. You had literally come into the office and had olives for breakfast last week.
Olives for breakfast?
That was it. I was eating olives as a kid. Yeah, love them, mate. Yeah. And then didn't I do a post about... Weren't I eating How Deaky Olives, and then Eddie Temple Morris saw and just fanboyed out about how much he loves How Deaky Olives.
Are they the ones with the garlic in?
They can be, but I think it's a type of olive, How Deaky. Ah, but they're good, mate.
Yeah.
Stick one of them in your custard tart.
Jam tarts are a bit 80s, aren't they? You don't really, like... Because, like, I remember, like, growing up, like, my mum would make jam tarts.
Yeah, same.
Because when my nan made a pie, there'd be pastry left over, and we'd make jam tarts, so we'd have jam tarts for afters. Because that's what people used to do, wouldn't it? He'd make something, and we'd have leftovers, make something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't make stuff anymore, do they?
No, why bother?
Oh, shut up, Grandad. Yeah, no one makes anything anymore. No one cooks.
You don't. You bought 4 boiled eggs.
Yeah, but I know it annoys you now, so I've got to.
You don't eat meat, right, cunt? And would you ever buy 4 shelled hard-boiled eggs in, like, a little plastic box, like, just with, like, remnants of, like, egg juice just, like, washing around in there?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. You go, mate. I don't
eat eggs anymore, but I did used to really fucking like a boiled egg. So
a cold hard boiled egg.
Yeah,
given
the choice of having an hard, like, because when you're driving around a lot and touring, you eat a lot of crisps, And like sometimes you just need a different snack from crisps, and a boiled egg is basically like it's just a bit of fucking goodness.
Have a warm one with some dippy soldiers.
No, I would if I could. But if you're, you know, if you're driving somewhere,
if you're in the van, Stu, you can't start having eggs and soldiers, can you?
Oh, hang on a minute. When did you become a fucking Amazon delivery man?
I've been a driver's mate.
You were just swan in the office 2 weeks on the trot with four fucking hard-boiled fucking eggs, and they stunk.
I'll tell you what, you're lucky that when I was on this Candida diet thing, I couldn't have pickled eggs.
Yeah, I know.
Because I would have brought in a jar of pickled eggs.
But you didn't. You bought in apple cider vinegar, and you both know how much I have an issue with vinegar.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, I forgot about your issue with vinegar. Like when we was kids, I'd get chips, and for some reason he wouldn't have chips. I don't know why, because he'd get soup or something. And then he'd always want one of your chips, and he'd spend 10 minutes choosing what one he was going to have.
And it must have been
to do with whatever one had the least condiments on.
Oh, that's so irritating. When you're trying to do someone a favour,
just having chips
just
going cold. Pick one.
Yeah, exactly. Hurry
up. They're all the same. Have a chip.
You don't want his sausage fingers just pilfering through your fries.
I'm just rummaging through them like someone at a record stand.
I just go for it like a boot sale. Fucking hell. Right. Number two.
Pie.
Hairy.
Or otherwise, pie. It's a very versatile thing, isn't it? A pie, because you can have like meat pie, fruit pie, you know. And with the onset of Christmas, I always look forward to that first mince pie of Christmas. That means Christmas is really here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in full swing.
Anyone have one yet? I ain't.
What?
I haven't. I was actually looking forward to it, but I've not had one yet. Because mince pies are essentially quite average. Like, you wouldn't just smash them in the rest of the year, but, like, you just get a bit excited because they're seasonal, I think.
Yeah, once I've had one, I'm having eight. And that's the problem, I think.
Similar to eggs.
I'll take one from the kitchen, and in the time it's taken me to get into the lounge, that one's eaten, and I'm finding myself walking back to the kitchen, and then I'll just do that until I'll take, like, after the third time I've done that, I'll just take the rest of the pack to the sofa and just think, oh.
You eat them, you don't warm them up?
No. I mean, like, if my mum's cooked them, then yeah. But, like, if they're, like, regular ones, like, yeah, I'll just as is, mate. Because you always warm them up, then.
No, I just wondered if you
No, if you're, having them, for, if you're okay. having them for afters, like, you know, with a bit of cream and stuff, you warm it up. But, like, you'd have it, wouldn't you just have it with a cup of tea or something? So your tea's
fresh,
warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Absolutely. So, where do you stand on... I mean, obviously you don't eat meat, and Chris pretends he don't. Where are we at with like a meat pie? Because like I ain't had a Fray Bentos like since I was probably at about, I don't know, 17, and I remember fucking loving a Fray Bentos.
They're in the tin, aren't they? Don't they come
in a big tin? You can get little ones as well.
How like, can you?
Yeah, like little sort of standalone ones.
Who wants a little Fray Bentos? If you're going to sit there and eat a fucking Fray Bentos pie off your lap, watching 15-1, you don't want a little one, do you?
No. You've already given up on that.
No, I think the little ones are like more like sort of like pudding shape. I think the pastry might be a little bit thicker. But
is there any bottom on a Fray Bentos pie?
I think so. It's quite stodgy, if I remember rightly. But like when you kind of get like your sort of hipster pies now, which I'm sure it's probably more your area, Chris, is like you just get like a, you know, kind of like quirky shaped bowl, like full of like the filling, and then just a massive like puff pastry fucking balloon that just sits on the top. Like
not
that's
a pie.
It's not a pie, is
not
it?
Not a pie. It's like if you've got hair on your top lip, but there's nothing under your chin, it's not a beard. It's so a fucking moustache, mate. It's basically a pie moustache. Get some pastry under that fucking filling, and then that's a pie.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, have you ever had a pie minster pie?
Oh, yeah.
They're all right.
A what?
Yeah, the fucking, you see, there you go, cunt's nose. That's a bit of a hipster pie. Higgity pies or pie minster, they're what I'll
there was a
for.
Pie minister.
The thought of having...
It's pie minister, isn't it? That's the pun. Yeah, that's the pun it. In the name.
Yeah, yeah.
There was pie one minister, of them across the road to the venue we used to play in Bristol. And we'll always make a point, I fucking love it when the venue's near a decent fucking takeaway. So I'd go and have a pie minister before the gig.
Yeah, they're fucking tasty as. I don't think I've ever had a Frey Bentos. I think they might be a little bit more your era than mine. I don't think any of my mates were like, coming round for a Frey Bentos.
Well, no, I didn't have a dinner party and invite people round for one. Hang on, let me get the can opener and we can all sit down to eat. Like,
showing off.
No, not at all. It was like, I think I've only probably ever had like one or two in my life. I bet Castle loved the fucking Frey Bentos.
Yeah.
I bet he's had a fucking fair share of Frey Bentos.
I bet he's got an oven that he fucking has got a little fag lighter thing that plugs into his car so that he can have a Frey Bentos on the road on his hour drive. He sticks it in on his hour drive to work and it's all ready by the time he gets there.
Absolutely.
It's in his boot, like a CD changer.
Have you ever been been out for like pie and mash and liquor?
I've never been to one of them proper pie and mash shops.
No, I ain't, no.
Really? Fucking no. What?
But I've been veggie.
Oh, hi, Chaz and Dave. What's it like?
I'm really surprised at that. I mean, was there ever one near you then when you grew up?
Like? There's one in Grays.
I've been veggie for like fucking over 30 years. And so you wouldn't have gone to them as a teenager, would you?
No. No, well, actually, to be fair, there was one in Basildon Market, and I had a mate who was like, have you ever had pie, mash and liquor? I was like, no. He was like, come on. So it took me for one. And that's that exciting story. I had one when I was about 16.
Wow. But, so yeah, at 16, you was the pearly king of Basildon. Fucking hell. Oh, fuck. I've never had it. And liquor, for some reason, makes me think it's going to be vinegar in that.
No, it's not.
Liquor just makes me think of someone licking someone else out.
Liquor. A demand. It's a bit like watery gravy, though, liquor, really.
What's it taste of?
It's watery gravy.
No, but it don't... it don't...
Minge.
It don't look like
tastes
gravy.
Tastes like some old tart's junk. Oh, good. I wish I'd have said that at my fiance's mum's house.
They're going to think you're rooting through the drawers again.
Oh, fucking hell. Right. Where are we at with like an apple pie? Because apple pie is like...
Yes, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a homemade one, though, as well. It's just next level. Mm. Like, if you, I'm a bit lazy. I don't tend to do that. But yeah, when my mum used to, with a bit of a vanilla ice cream on a hot apple pie. Mm. It's an alright shout.
I'd go and Mr. Kipling apple pie as well. They're nothing the matter with them. I used to go around my nan's to have a cup of tea and a Mr. Kipling apple pie.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah. So, what do you have then? As you don't really have steak, and what's your sort of like pie stuffing these days, mate? Just random veggies.
I mean, they do lots of fucking like Linda McCartney like steak, you know, fake steak and fake chicken and mushroom pie. Fake chicken and mushroom pie is my best one. But yeah, just like a pie, savoury, sweet, or otherwise.
I always never understood like when people would go to the chippy and they'd get like pie and chips. Never got that.
No, I didn't. Because those pies never looked like particularly that appetising. Yeah, pucker pies. I didn't really. They always look like, it's like the chicken in a chippy, isn't it? That chicken's been roasting on that spit for like about 6 days. Yeah. And I just think, nah.
You see the pies in the advert where they're all flying like UFOs. They never look like that, do they? They look more like the one that crashed at Roswell.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, look, should we get on to your number one, isn't it?
Oh, before we move off pies, something that sprung to mind was, you know that phrase, like when you saw a fat person, about them eating all the pies?
Yeah.
Like, I just thought you couldn't mention pies without some fat fucker eating all the pies. And... I just wondered if who springs to mind that they've eaten all the pies?
Rick Waller.
Yes, totally eaten all the pies.
100% Rick Waller.
Yeah, you've nailed that.
Like,
John Candy sprung to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I love John Candy, but like when I see him, I think he's eaten all the pies.
He has eaten all the pies.
How many pies, like Frey Bentos size, do you reckon Rick Waller could have eaten?
All of them.
Talking about him like he's dead. Like,
all of them.
How many, though?
I'm going five.
Fuck off. And the rest. I've seen the size of him. It's breakfast.
That's just to get his stomach, his throat warmed up.
How many pies do you reckon you could eat?
Not many.
No.
I like pie, but I can't. You know what the thing is? I like the pastry, but also it gets a bit stodgy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Could you eat a whole disappointing apple pie?
Mr. Kipling, yeah. No.
A family size one. You know, you've got your choice of condiments, like, would they be called condiments? Custard, ice cream, cream. You know, they're all there, so you can mix and match.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I reckon so, yeah. Mm. Well, you don't sound confident. No. I want to know why. Is this my Christmas present?
No, not at all. Oh, before we move on to number one, if you had to bang a pie, what pie would you bang?
Something cold. I'm going to burn it again. I took American pie too, literally, I think.
Probably a furry
what
one.
What would I do? Oh, God. I've really enjoyed all these old terms. What pie would it be? I'd want to say something like a bit of a thicker one, but not because I'm like particularly endowed. I just think it would just be more enjoyable, wouldn't it? You wouldn't want a Frey Bentos, would you?
No.
Yeah, no, you'd cut your bell in on the tin.
Also, like, where do we stand with like shepherd's pie and fish pie? Because they're not pies, are they? But they're called pies.
They're not pastry pies.
No, I'd be happy to call them pies, but you're right, they're not really a pie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Write to them. If you've got a problem with that, write to Shepherd's Pie, mate.
Absolutely. Have it out with them. Absolutely. Yeah. Number one,
pasty.
Ooh.
Pasty.
Yeah. We had a lot of cheese pasties, didn't we, when we was in our teens?
Yeah. That's my fucking... I fucking love
it's on the cheese, gut, and it's
onion,
on the
cheese and onion pasties. They're the bollocks.
And, do you not eat them anymore?
Oh, no, I still have cheese and onion, but I still have cheese and onion pasties. I'm just basically... At the moment, I'm just basically like a shit vegan.
Yeah.
I'll do me fucking best, and then we'll occasionally just fall off the wagon and have a cheese and onion pasty. That's probably the main thing.
Where's your like go-to? Is there a certain place where you just love their cheese and onion pasties?
Do you know what? Because I go to Cornwall on holiday, because my mum's down there quite a bit. That's me on my Cornwall checklist. Get down there, pint of Rattler, cream tea.
Oh, lovely.
Cheese and onion pasty. Once you've done them three things, you're in Cornwall.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you know what? I made such a mistake last time I went to Cornwall. I had a pasty on the last day.
Yeah.
I left it to the last day and I had it, and I thought, why the fuck have I not had one of these every single day?
No, you've got to have one every day.
Since being down here.
I'm surprised that Cornish people don't all look like Rick Waller. Because I know I fucking would if I lived down there. I'll get one for the journey home.
Right. I want to tell you about Cornish pasties, right? So we're going to go with like the sort of traditional shape where they've got like a seam down the middle, yeah? Like a kind of raised
like God's,
seam.
God's yeah. stitches, but in pastry.
God's stitches on a pastry. Yeah. So picture a giant scrotum stuffed with, minced potato and there's always a bit of white pepper in a pasty, I think.
I do like that fucking white peppery.
But for me, I also want that pasty to be quite warm. It's short crust most of the time.
But it works.
But no, that bit along the top, the ridge bit, that's the crust and that's too much. I never eat that.
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
Get your mum to cut it off, Stu. Yeah. I never knew, for someone that washes their cock as infrequently as you, to have a problem with crusts.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable.
The hypocrisy.
No mention of sausage rolls.
Oh, now you've gone and done it.
I am surprised.
Now you've fucking gone and done it.
I'm really surprised they weren't at number one, but why not?
Do you know what? They'd be ruined. They'd be ruined. Yeah.
What's ruined a sausage roll? Everyone loves a sausage roll.
Yeah, I used to. Used to fucking love them.
You know what? A sausage roll is common. It's just for the people, isn't it? A sausage roll. Mm.
Have you ever
it's got no agenda?
It feels like a sausage roll. Like it just feels like it's giving something back.
Yeah.
Do you know? And it's funny though. Have you ever noticed sausage roll sounds a bit like rock and roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone should do a song about that every fucking year. Make themselves a millionaire. They could.
They could, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could, or you could just do it for charity and give all the money away.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, and make yourself a millionaire.
What? So the sausage roll fella, he doesn't give all that money to charity?
Well, not all of it.
Oh. So he's a millionaire?
His company, accounts say he's got 1.4 million and he's set up three companies.
Wow.
Yeah. I personally am getting Captain Tom's family vibes about him and have been for a long while. And I mean, Martin Lewis, the money saving expert, he's a man of high integrity and they're doing a song with him this year. So, you know, there can't be anything going on. They can't be grifting cunts, but you know, it just sort of feels weird.
Yeah. He seems like a nice fellow. I see an article. He looked like he likes going out in bars and stuff like that. He seems like one of the people. I see a little video of him in there. He was there with a tart.
Yes, mate. No, but we've done a little version of the Fuck the Tories song called the Sausage Roll Cunt Mix, and it's completely unrelated to Lair Baby. He doesn't get mentioned in it.
No, of course not.
And in the video, we've sort of put the video of that bloke that looks like Lair Baby rubbing that bird's legs and muffing the bar because it's not him. So, you know, he can't complain about it because it's not him.
Yeah.
No,
it just really looked like him and had his watch and trainers.
He was probably just a fan of Lair Baby. I think that's probably what it was.
Just a lookalike.
Yeah. Yeah. Blimey. Wow. Can't believe how much money he's made out of a charity record.
No, and the weird thing was, he wasn't a millionaire before he started making charity records, and coincidentally, he's become one since.
I think what it is, guys, I think you got this all wrong. I think just when you give, you get something back.
Oh, like Jimmy Savile, he put all that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, really, that was just fair dues him taking all that stuff
fair
back.
Fair
and
square.
You put it out there, it's you can take
square,
it back.
Mate.
I'm glad you explained that, Chris. That all makes sense now.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Right, so what can people expect over the sort of coming week in the lead up to the Christmas Top 40 countdown, is there going to be various opportunities to get other remixes and versions, and will there be an opportunity, will there be a playlist on Spotify where people can go and stream it 24/7?
Yeah, so the main website we've set up for all the information on Fuck the Tories is theconservatives.info.
I fucking love the website.
I fucking love it. I love getting a .info website and just the info just being their cunts. It's fucking brilliant. So, yeah, theconservatives.info, and then there'll be links to all the various versions. We've done 12 different versions of the song, one for every year that the Tories have been fucking us in their current term. And there's some really great remixes from Petrol Bastard, Mr. B the Gentleman Rhymer, Cassette Boy, and one with the podcasters, Dead Men Talking, who have joined in on the Sausage Roll Cump Mix. Yeah, they're all the links to download them are there. We've made them as cheap as we fucking can, 59p, which is the cheapest you can make a single available for it to be chart registered. Because it's just all about trying to come together and just send a fucking message to the government, you know, just fuck things up a bit, because they're cunts. They don't seem to be accountable or anything. They've changed, you know, changed prime ministers. We've got unelected fucking prime ministers of fucking plenty.
All the time.
We've got another 2 years till we can actually vote them out. So let's just keep telling them that we can see them and we're not happy about it. And also, if in the meantime it fucks off that sausage roll cunt as well, then fucking brilliant.
Double win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the website again is
theconservatives.info, and there's all the link to the downloads and streaming playlists there. Because there's loads of tips and tricks, because obviously we're up against all the major labels and big fucking PR companies and the Christmas playlists. You have to use all the little tricks and cheats to just get sales and streams wherever you can. So all the details will be up at theconservatives.info. Thank you.
And it's important. It's so important to kind of highlight the fact that the time of year that you've decided to do this, and you've done it, you know, in previous years, is the hardest week of the year to chart, because it's so competitive, you know, the Christmas top spot. And it's, you know, not only are you going against, you know, Lad Baby, whoever fucking big it is he's got singing with him, you're up against Spotify playlists, which, you know, are generally streaming in every shop, house, constantly playing your Mariah Careys and all of your kind of seasoned hits.
Yeah.
And so you're double against it. So it just makes it even more impressive what's happened the last few years with the chart success. And just urge everybody to get behind it this year. And
off the bat, is just getting people to believe that you know, something you do can actually fucking make a difference, because every fucking download, every stream does make a difference, because like you say, you're up against them big fucking Christmas playlists of Wham and Mariah Carey every year in the Christmas top five. And last year we were like 2,000 or 3,000 behind them. So that's not that big a gap. And it shows that, you know, them small fucking fine margins, if everyone does something, you know, it does fucking make a difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. So everyone listening to this, you know what to do. The minute you press stop on this episode, head over to conservatives.info.
Theconservatives.info.
Is it conservatives or the conservatives?
Yeah, the conservatives. I've just had a look. It looks great. It's a cool website. So go and check it out and sign up.
When we upload this episode, we'll put the link in the show notes as well. So just give it a click, go over there and start sticking it on in the background on your Spotify and let it just play all day and knock up them that hit rate. And let's see Fuck the Tories smash the charts again this Christmas. Cunt. Thanks loads, mate.
Nice one. Thanks for having us on again, chaps. I like these annual...
Oh, mate. Our pleasure.
Annual meetups.
Annual ranch, checking in on the tourists.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Let's press stop.
It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.